السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. إن الحمد لله، نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and ask for His forgiveness. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can misguide. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no one to guide him whatsoever except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partner. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his servant and his final messenger. Peace be upon him. Peace be upon his companions, upon his followers and their followers till the day of judgment. O believers, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves that you have taqwa of him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from a single soul he created his wife, and from those two came many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and speak always a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst things in this religion are the newly invented practices. And all of those practices are innovations. And all of those innovations are misguidance. And all of those misguidance is in the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the fire. Say ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal legislated for us Muslims 2 days of the Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for us, for the Muslims, only 2 Eids. The Eid, the 2 days of Eid. He did not make for us birthdays. He did not legislate for us anniversaries. He did not make for us celebrations of Christmas, the Easter, and the other days. But He made for us 2 days that are better than every single celebration that the people have, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. As for Eid al-Fitr, everyone knows it comes after Ramadan, the worship of Ramadan. It comes after the worship of Ramadan and the last 10 days, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But if we ask a question, why do we celebrate Eid al-Adha? Why do Muslims celebrate Eid al-Adha? Is there any reason? Is it only to do the Qurbani? Is it only to do the Udhiyah? That's not the answer. The answer is we celebrate Eid al-Adha because it comes at the end of the Ashr Dhul-Hijjah. It comes at the end of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I don't have to keep reminding you, be generous with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever you hear his name. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, there are no days in the whole year in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. And the companions, radiallahu anhum, they said, what about, Ya Rasulullah, Ramadan? What about the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan? And he said, and they said, what about the mujahid fi sabilillah, the person who goes and fights in the path of Allah? He said, wala al-mujahid, even those, the best deeds that you can do are in these 10 days, except one case, one scenario, a person that goes out with his soul and his wealth and he comes with none. That is the only person that can be better than who's doing good deeds in the 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us the best day of the whole year. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ. Peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of Nahr, the day of sacrifice, which is the day that we are celebrating right now. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed for us many lessons that we learn from this day of Al-Adha. From the greatest lessons that we learn from this great day, and I want everyone to pay attention at these lessons that we learn from Eid al-Adha. Every time we come to the masjid, we celebrate Eid al-Adha, we come to pray and then leave. We don't know what is the wisdom of celebrating Eid al-Adha. And I'm going to mention, inshallah, four lessons that we can learn from Eid al-Adha. And number one lesson that we can learn, which is the greatest among all lessons, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at-tawheedu lillah. The oneness of Allah and making the worship for Allah Azza wa Jal alone. The whole day we are proclaiming, if you look around, the whole day we are proclaiming Allahu Akbar. And we are chanting, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And all of the praise is for Him. And everything belongs to Him and He's able to do everything and anything. This is the greatest lesson of the last 10 days. And it is the most important thing to Muslims. And the most important thing that a Muslim can hold on to. And lesson number two, inshallah, that we learn from this day, we learn the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teachings, the guidance of the Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of the actions of the Hajj, people go to Hajj, how many actions of the Hajj, how many of the actions of the day of Eid al-Adha, Yawm al-Nahr, all of it comes from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the sunnah of the prophets that came before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is the day of Udhiyah, the day of sacrificing an animal, and that sacrifice starts taking place after Eid al-Adha, after the prayer. And this is the sacrifice, and the sacrifice reminds us of what happened to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Prophet Ismail, peace be upon them, and the sacrifice that he made. Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we exchanged that sacrifice for a great sacrifice. So we sacrifice on this day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord and sacrifice. When the Suratul Kawthar, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. When these ayat were revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, pray and then go and sacrifice. It is the Eid al-Adha. You pray Eid al-Adha and then go and sacrifice. Notice, my dear respected brothers and sisters, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined between the prayer and the sacrifice. And my advice is not to leave these two things today, inshallah. Do not leave your prayers today. Do not be lazy on your prayers today. You today, the day of the prayer and the day of sacrifice, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, peace be upon them, peace be upon him, named it the day of Nahr, the day of sacrifice, the day we have to think deeply about this, the day that we have to think about it and what it means. It doesn't mean only sacrificing an animal today. It has a bigger meaning. And sacrificing an animal is just a symbolic ritual that we do as Muslims. But we have to sacrifice our time and pray and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His graces and for His bounties. We have to sacrifice our time to honor this day as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored it. We have to sacrifice our time to spend it with our families away from work and dunya. We have to sacrifice some of our wealth on those poor people that do not get this chance to eat and celebrate peacefully. We have to sacrifice some of our time to look around you and to look into your life, what we had prepared for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to sacrifice some of our time and think about the reality of this dunya. We have to sacrifice some of our time to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn more about our religion, about the Islam, and so on and so forth. Number three, dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, we learn from this beautiful day the unity. The unity, if you look around you, look around you and look at those people who went for Hajj, subhanallah. Look at those people who went for Hajj, those Muslims. You look at their faces, you see people coming to Hajj, going for Hajj from all over the globe, subhanallah. You see people are coming from everywhere on this planet. And what gathers us, what gathers them, subhanallah, is the Islam. And when you look around you, subhanallah, you say, alhamdulillah, that you're not worshipping like a human being. You're not worshipping like an idol. You're not worshipping anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the beauty of Islam. Number four lesson that we learn from this beautiful day, from the benefit of this day, and it is one of the most important lessons that we learn from this day. Today, dear brothers and sisters, is the day of gathering together, a day of a family and getting together with your relatives and arham. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we all hear some stories between brothers and sisters, siblings within the same family, and maybe we had gone through those. Many family members have drifted apart. Many of the family members who were close to each other, the shaitan came between them. And this is not surprising because Nabiullah Yusuf, the Prophet of Allah Yusuf alayhi salam, look what happened between him and his brothers and his siblings. He said, مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. When the shaitan became between him and his brothers, this is something the shaitan does. He comes between people and he makes people think bad of other people. There's nothing better you can do. There's nothing better than you can do today after your prayer. After your prayer and after your sacrifice. There's nothing better than what you can do today after making the prayer, the sacrifice, and remembering the graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing better that you can do today than to repair the broken bonds between you and your family members. Repair the broken bonds between you and your parents. First, if there's any broken bonds, do not wait, inshallah. You don't guarantee your life and you do not guarantee your parents' life if they are still alive. Repair the broken bonds between you and your sisters and brothers in your family. Remember those beautiful moments. Remember those beautiful moments with your siblings when you used to live in the same house and when you used to get together around the same table. And any problems, subhanallah, any problems between you and your siblings, let it go today for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and silatul rahim. Today is the day of getting together with your family, the greatest day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not make it the day when you are distant from your closest blood relatives. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, a few small points left and then inshallah we will conclude inshallah within 3 minutes. And especially I want you to be careful today, not to make today as a day when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the greatest day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest day of the whole year. And we don't want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed day. Many people on this day, on the Eid, sadly they make the day of Eid a day where they go away from their normal standards and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful about what you say. Be careful about where you go. Be careful about what you wear. Be careful about your prayers. And keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay away from backbiting, slandering, and saying bad things about people. So you get the reward on this day. And you do not get a punishment or a sin on this day. Do not compromise your religion today, as celebrating in Islam does not mean compromising your religion. Celebrating in Islam means worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, praising Allah for the blessings He's given you for completing those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These days, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these days, the day of Eid al-Adha and the 3 days afterward, today is called Yawm al-Nahr, the day of sacrifice, and the three following days are called the days of Tashriq. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, أيام العيد أيام أكل وشرب وذكر لله. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the days of eating and drinking and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you should do on these days. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That's why we cannot fast on these first 4 days of the Eid. Take days off and practice the Islamic rituals and show your kids and family members and teach them that these days are so special to us as Muslims. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to finish my khutbah by saying this sentence. The ultimate purpose of the Eid, and this is the wisdom of this gathering, subhanallah. The ultimate purpose of this Eid is not to just wearing good and smelling good. The ultimate purpose of Eid is to be happy and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate purpose is to be happy and be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has guided us to Islam. To rejoice that we are Ahlul Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the authentic hadith. He said, we are Ahlul Islam. You look around you, see what people believe in or what they worship, and you tell yourself that you're not, as I mentioned earlier, you're not worshiping like an idol. You're not worshiping a human being. You're not worshiping the devil, etc. There you realize, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be one of the people of Ahlul Islam. And that is the greatest blessing. That is the greatest bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you. And there's no blessing that Allah has given us that is more blessed than the blessing of Islam. And the purpose of this Eid is to remind us of that blessing and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and you within the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who understand and apply halal and haram through our lifespan. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. And this is the sunnah. Finally, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions on the day of this Eid, the day of Eid, when they meet each other, they say تقبل الله منا ومنكم. And there's nothing wrong if you say anything after that. But the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you meet each other, on the day of Eid, you first say تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and ask for His forgiveness. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can misguide. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no one to guide him whatsoever except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partner. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his servant and his final messenger. Peace be upon him. Peace be upon his companions, upon his followers and their followers till the day of judgment. O believers, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves that you have taqwa of him. And do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul. And from a single soul he created his wife. And from those two came many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by. And fear Allah with regard to your relatives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak always a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst things in this religion are the newly invented practices. And all of those practices are innovations. And all of those innovations are misguidance. And all of those misguidance is in the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the fire. Say Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal legislated for us Muslims 2 days of the Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for us, for the Muslims, only 2 Eids. The 2 days of Eid. He did not make for us birthdays. He did not legislate for us anniversaries. He did not make for us celebrations of Christmas, the Easter, and the other days. But He made for us 2 days that are better than every single celebration that the people have. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. As for Eid al-Fitr, everyone knows it comes after Ramadan, the worship of Ramadan. It comes after the worship of Ramadan and the last 10 days, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But if we ask a question, why do we celebrate Eid al-Adha? Why do Muslims celebrate Eid al-Adha? Is there any reason? Is it only to do the Qurbani? Is it only to do the Udhiyah? That's not the answer. The answer is we celebrate Eid al-Adha because it comes at the end of the Ashr Dhul-Hijjah. It comes at the end of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I don't have to keep reminding you, be generous with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever you hear his name. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, there are no days in the whole year in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. And the companions, radiyallahu anhum, they said, what about, Ya Rasulullah, Ramadan? What about the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan? And they said, what about the mujahid fi sabilillah, the person who goes and fights in the path of Allah? He said, wala al-mujahid, even those, the best deeds that you can do are in these 10 days, except one case, one scenario, a person that goes out with his soul and his wealth and he comes with none. That is the only person that can be better than who's doing good deeds in the 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us the best day of the whole year. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ. Peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of Nahr, the day of sacrifice, which is the day that we are celebrating right now. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Azza wa Jal has decreed for us many lessons that we learn from this day of Al-Adha. From the greatest lessons that we learn from this great day. And I want everyone to pay attention at these lessons that we learn from Eid al-Adha. Every time we come to the masjid, we celebrate Eid al-Adha, we come to pray and then leave. We don't know what is the wisdom of celebrating Eid al-Adha. And I'm going to mention, inshallah, four lessons that we can learn from Eid al-Adha. And number one lesson that we can learn, which is the greatest among all lessons, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at-tawheedu lillah. The oneness of Allah and making the worship for Allah Azza wa Jal alone. The whole day we are proclaiming, if you look around, the whole day we are proclaiming Allahu Akbar. And we are chanting, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And all of the praise is for Him. And everything belongs to Him. And He's able to do everything and anything. This is the greatest lesson of the last 10 days. And it is the most important thing to Muslims. And the most important thing that a Muslim can hold on to. And lesson number two, inshallah, that we learn from this day. We learn the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teachings, the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of the actions of the Hajj, people go to Hajj, how many actions of the Hajj, how many of the actions of the day of Eid al-Adha, Yawm al-Nahr, all of it comes from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the sunnah of the Prophets that came before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is the day of Udhiyah, the day of sacrificing an animal. And that sacrifice starts taking place after Eid al-Adha, after the prayer. And this is the sacrifice, and the sacrifice reminds us of what happened to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Prophet Ismail, peace be upon them. And the sacrifice that he made. Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we exchanged that sacrifice for a great sacrifice. So we sacrifice on this day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord and sacrifice. When the Surah Al-Kawthar, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرْ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. When these ayat were revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray and then go and sacrifice. It is the Eid al-Adha. You pray Eid al-Adha and then go and sacrifice. Notice, my dear respected brothers and sisters, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined between the prayer and the sacrifice. And my advice is not to leave these two things today, inshallah. Do not leave your prayers today. Do not be lazy on your prayers today. You today, the day of the prayer and the day of sacrifice, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, peace be upon them, peace be upon Him, named it the day of Nahr, the day of sacrifice. The day we have to think deeply about this. The day that we have to think about it and what it means. It doesn't mean only sacrificing an animal today. It has a bigger meaning. And sacrificing an animal is just a symbolic ritual that we do as Muslims. But we have to sacrifice our time and pray and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His graces and for His bounties. We have to sacrifice our time to honor this day as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored it. We have to sacrifice our time to spend it with our families away from work and dunya. We have to sacrifice some of our wealth on those poor people that do not get this chance to eat and celebrate peacefully. We have to sacrifice some of our time to look around you and to look into your life, what we had prepared for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to sacrifice some of our time and think about the reality of this dunya. We have to sacrifice some of our time to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn more about our religion, about the Islam, and so on and so forth. Number three, dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, we learn from this beautiful day the unity. The unity, if you look around you, look around you and look at those people who went for Hajj, subhanallah. Look at those people who went for Hajj, those Muslims. You look at their faces, you see people coming to Hajj, going for Hajj from all over the globe, subhanallah. You see people are coming from everywhere on this planet. And what gathers us, what gathers them, subhanallah, is the Islam. And when you look around you, subhanallah, you say, alhamdulillah, that you're not worshipping like a human being. You're not worshipping like an idol. You're not worshipping anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the beauty of Islam. Number four lesson that we learn from this beautiful day, from the benefit of this day, and it is one of the most important lessons that we learn from this day. Today, dear brothers and sisters, is the day of gathering together. A day of a family and getting together with your relatives and arham. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we all hear some stories between brothers and sisters, siblings within the same family, and maybe we had gone through those. Many family members have drifted apart. Many of the family members who were close to each other, the shaitan came between them. And this is not surprising because Nabiullah Yusuf, the Prophet of Allah Yusuf alayhi salam, look what happened between him and his brothers and his siblings. He said, مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. When the shaitan became between him and his brothers, this is something the shaitan does. He comes between people and he makes people think bad of other people. There's nothing better you can do. There's nothing better than you can do today after your prayer. After your prayer and after your sacrifice. There's nothing better than what you can do today after making the prayer, the sacrifice, and remembering the graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing better that you can do today than to repair the broken bonds between you and your family members. Repair the broken bonds between you and your parents. First, if there's any broken bonds, do not wait, inshallah. You don't guarantee your life and you do not guarantee your parents' life if they are still alive. Repair the broken bonds between you and your sisters and brothers in your family. Remember those beautiful moments. Remember those beautiful moments with your siblings when you used to live in the same house and when you used to get together around the same table. And any problems, subhanallah, any problems between you and your siblings, let it go today for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and silatul rahim. Today is the day of getting together with your family, the greatest day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not make it the day when you are distant from your closest blood relatives. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, a few small points left and then inshallah we will conclude inshallah within 3 minutes. And especially I want you to be careful today not to make today as a day when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the greatest day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest day of the whole year. And we don't want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed day. Many, many people on this day, on the Eid, sadly, they make the day of Eid a day where they go away from their normal standards. And they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful about what you say. Be careful about where you go. Be careful about what you wear. Be careful about your prayers. And keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay away from backbiting, slandering, and saying bad things about people. So you get the reward on this day. and you do not get a punishment or a sin on this day. Do not compromise your religion today, as celebrating in Islam does not mean compromising your religion. Celebrating in Islam means worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, praising Allah for the blessings He's given you for completing those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These days, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these days, the day of Eid al-Adha and the 3 days afterward, today is called Yawm al-Nahr, the day of sacrifice, and the three following days are called the days of Tashriq. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, أَيَّامُ الْعِيدِ أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the days of eating and drinking and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you should do on these days. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That's why we cannot fast on these first 4 days of the Eid. Take days off and practice the Islamic rituals, and show your kids and family members and teach them that these days are so special to us as Muslims. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to finish my khutbah by saying this sentence. The ultimate purpose of the Eid, and this is the wisdom of this gathering, subhanallah. The ultimate purpose of this Eid is not to just wearing good and smelling good. The ultimate purpose of Eid is to be happy and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate purpose is to be happy and be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has guided us to Islam. To rejoice that we are Ahlul Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the authentic hadith. He said, we are Ahlul Islam. You look around you, see what people believe in or what they worship, and you tell yourself that you're not, as I mentioned earlier, you're not worshiping like an idol. You're not worshiping a human being. You're not worshiping the devil, etc. There you realize, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be one of the people of Ahlul Islam. And that is the greatest blessing. That is the greatest bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you. And there's no blessing that Allah has given us that is more blessed than the blessing of Islam. And the purpose of this Eid is to remind us of that blessing and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and you within the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who understand and apply halal and haram through our lifespan. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. And this is the sunnah. Finally, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions on the day of this Eid, the day of Eid, when they meet each other, they say تقبل الله منا ومنكم. And there's nothing wrong if you say anything after that. But the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you meet each other, on the day of Eid, you first say تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال والحمد لله رب العالمين.